Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. It's a real pleasure to be joined by Dr. John MacArthur. Dr. MacArthur, it's good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you, Steve.
And we're here at Ligonier's National Conference in 2021. We're talking about the theme, Right Now Counts Forever. You know, we hear so much about so many of the key events, posting of the 95 Theses. We think of all those great Reformation events. We think of the Great Awakening. But what about some of those events that don't always get maybe the attention they deserve, and for some folks today, maybe even go unnoticed? So I thought I'd take a moment with you and just see if there are any of those types of events or moments in church history that have impacted you especially and your faithful ministry that you've had to the church, and see if you'd like to share that with our folks here in 5 minutes.
Well, this may be a little obscure. You've read, no doubt, David Daniel's book on Tyndale.
Indeed.
The Yale biography. I read it twice. It was so loaded.
It's an intriguing story. Tyndale, this should be a movie.
It should be a series of movies. But there are so many fascinating moments. I mean, obviously, I love the fact that God revealed his word, but I also love the fact that he protected it. And I don't think we give Tyndale enough credit for basically deciding under the Spirit's power that I'm going to translate the New Testament into English, which was a crime. And he was chased out of England, and he went to Europe. And you know the story. He's over in Europe, and he's working on it. And eventually, as the story ends, he is discovered. He's uncovered in Antwerp by a guy named Henry Phillips, who they've been looking for him and they can't find him. They finally found him. They take him to Brussels and they burn him at the stake for translating the Bible into the English language. And a handful of years later, along come, and remember his prayer, God opened the eyes of the King of England. And within 5 years later, the King authorizes the translation of the entire Bible into English. But the thing that is most interesting, two things about that story are interesting. Number one, the enemy of Tyndale was Thomas More, the Catholic who resented the gospel. When Tyndale finished a first translation and had them printed in Europe, he shipped them back to England. You remember the story?
That's great.
And they were taken and burned. And you would say, this is horrendous. But Tyndale's response was, by the time I had shipped them, I realized there were some errors. And God made sure those with errors never arrived.
And as I understand it, he had to pay for that freight. So it basically funded then.
No, so what happened was he paid for the freight. I think he did something else, too, to get money back to use on the next batch. But here's the final irony. Grace Community Church has been in litigation with the state of California, lawsuits for a year. We haven't paid one dime because we are fully funded by the Thomas More Society. Thomas would be rolling over in his grave.
But I think that should get worked into John Piper's book on Providence.
Yes, somehow. It should.
That sounds like a good conclusion to the book on Providence. Tyndale is a fascinating story, and it's a reminder to us of how crucial it is for the people of God to have the Word of God, and it really obligates us. Here we are. I mean, we have Bibles all around us.
Exactly.
And it's just obligating us to take our obligation seriously to study, not just read, as R.C. would say, but to be students of God's Word.
The Word of God comes down to us on a sea of blood. Hmm. I mean, the sacrifices that were made, the excruciating life that Tyndale and others lived under tremendous pressure to do the work of translation. And then the sacrifices that were made by those who were martyred, you know, John Rogers and the whole history of trying to obliterate the Word of God in his lifetime. Yeah, we can't take for granted when we hold a Bible in our hands.
The Bible comes down to us on a sea of blood. Well, thank you, Dr. MacArthur. Thank you for reminding us of William Tyndale. And thank you for this time on 5 Minutes in Church History. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us.